Well, we can't think of anything good to say.
No, I don't even know.
A little word to our listeners and viewers. Usually we like to have something to talk about when we first start recording, but...
generally we do.
Me and Mitch are out of ideas. Like, not going to lie, this is the fourth one we've done tonight. And we've spoken about... is it fourth or third? Yeah, fourth. And we've spoken about everything good that's been happening lately. And it just shows that we're actually pretty boring people.
Yeah. Well, actually, I went to a birthday party on the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. To my mate Tom's house in Salem.
Yeah.
And had a few of the boys over. And one of the... we went riding as well the next day. Out of Sale. And one of the boys was there. And we got on the drinks pretty hard. Yeah. And one of the boys, Connor, he's pretty crazy. He just bought a new YZ450.
Yeah.
And we decided it was a good idea to do a burnout.
Mm.
So he completely fried a tire.
Good.
And exploded his, like, he blew the tire out to the point where it was just, yeah, it was obviously good. Done.
I like...
and, yeah. But then he had to miss out on riding the next day.
Doesn't matter. He got
the but it was for the greater like good. Night. It was for the greater good of the burnout.
As long as you guys were entertained, that's all that really matters.
It was the highlight of the party, yeah. In my opinion, because that's it was good. So good. And then we got into the table tennis. You played a bit of table tennis?
I have a little bit. After watching Forrest Gump, I played table tennis a little bit.
A bit of a Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Inspo.
Played table tennis for a little bit when I was younger, and
I love table tennis, man. It's so fun.
I don't move fast enough.
You can see that.
I'm not that good at table tennis. And then once I won, I tried to jump the net and it wrecked the table and it was done.
With those short arms, it's probably hard to shake the...
I've told you, my arms are long, my legs are short. Yeah, legs are short. And you don't use your legs for table tennis much.
No, that's right.
anyway, sad party, here we are.
We'll do the quiz.
Yeah. Plough through this junk one more time. This one is from Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019.
It's fairly recently.
Very recently, yes. It was Wednesday just...
well, it was just a Wednesday, a mere couple of days ago.
Yeah, exactly. I just got a message from my brother. He raced the Vic Off Roads up at Erica and he came fourth today.
So did he?
In B grade. It's not too bad.
Oh, what a loser. He could have been three better and we would have had something to talk about.
Considering he's a BMX rider that's now racing motorbikes, I think that's not too bad.
Well, to be fair,
yeah.
My mate Ryan Brown, mate Ryan Brown, he's a BMX guy. And yeah. He started riding like when he was 18.
Exactly, yeah. He's a freak.
He's an absolute freak.
Good. Anyway, number one.
Enough of that. BMXers are good at dirt bikes. Let's go to the next question.
Yes.
First question.
Which 2016 movie was the second movie in the Unbreakable trilogy?
Unbreakable 2? Is that a thing?
No. Which 2016 movie was the second movie in the Unbreakable trilogy? I'll give you a clue. James McAvoy was in it.
The only McAvoy I know is Rory McAvoy, the golfer.
I don't know who that is.
Was he in that movie? Golfer, no. Oh. Captain America, World Police.
No, I'm sure it was Split.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it was Split.
Oh, I actually watched that. Is that the one with the dude who's got all the personalities?
Yeah.
And he calls himself Patricia?
Split Personalities.
Got ya. I did watch that. I actually watched that in the movies, I believe.
Oh, there you go.
But I didn't know it was Unbreakable.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was Unbreakable and there was that. And there's a new one coming out.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
About Patricia.
Well, there's a new one coming out called Glass, and that's sort of combines Unbreakable with Split and everything.
That's the third, one big thing.
Third of the trilogy.
Didn't they kill him or something at the end?
I haven't seen
it. Or did he get away? I can't remember.
I haven't seen it. He must have got away. He
must have to come back to the movie.
Who created the character known as the Ugly Duckling?
Must have been the Ugly Duckling's mum.
Yeah.
Mother Duck.
Mother Ugly. I'm going to say Mother Ugly.
It has to be.
I don't know.
James Cameron?
Okay. James Cameron. And I'm going to go Cindy...
R.L. Stein.
I'm going to go Cindy Lauper. Hans Christian Andersen.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Hans Christian Andersen?
No. Where is he when he's at home?
We're in a heap of old children's stories and that sort of stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Number three. Which country would you be in if you were playing cricket... at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. Which country would you be in?
How do you spell it?
C-H-I-N-N-A-S-W-A-M-Y. Sounds Indian.
Does not.
Chinnaswamy, yeah. I'm going to say India.
Yeah, I'll join you.
All right. India. Number four. This is very Midsummer Madness is a quote from which play by Shakespeare? This is very Midsummer Madness.
Hamlet?
Isn't there a Shakespeare play called Midsummer Night's Dream or something like that?
Oh, yes, there is.
Is it?
Oh, wait a minute. Is that Shakespeare? Midsummer Night's Dream. Maybe it could be derived from that. I'm going to go Hamlet.
Hamlet?
Or Hammer Fisting.
Twelfth Night. Neither of us got that.
No. How's that in the middle of summer as well?
I don't know. Number five. Adderley Land, and there's a little accent above the middle E. So Adelie Land is a territory of Antarctica claimed by which country? It sounds French to me.
If it's got the little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be the because French take a lot of land as well, don't they? Love it. I think so. Having a little slice of heaven.
I'm going to say France. You say France?
Yeah, frog leg eaters.
France. Look at us go.
Well, I sort of piggybacked on you, but I'll take it.
It's fine.
Help justify it, I think.
Yeah, it's fine. Number six. Who served as President of the United States from 1993 to 2001?
Till 2001? Bill Clinton.
I'm going to say Bill Clinton as well.
Bill Dog.
William.
Blowjob Bill Clinton.
Billy! Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, blowjob Bill.
That's his preferred.
Yeah, it's his go-to. Hillary likes that one too.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton loves to just affectionately call him blowjob Bill at home.
Number seven. You're the worst. Number seven. What type of food is traditional German quark?
Quark?
Quark.
Traditional German. Is it a sausage?
I've never heard of a sausage called a quark.
Neither have I, but I've not really heard of anything called a quark.
There's a part of an atom called a quark. There's up quarks and down quarks. But that's not a food. Well, technically, I guess it's in food. It's part of the atoms.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to say a soup.
All right.
Cheese.
We're both pretty close.
What did you say?
Sausage.
Cheese and sausage soup.
I've never heard of German cheese. I didn't know it was like a big thing for them. Probably isn't. That's why no one's heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. Number eight. Niseko is a popular ski resort on which of Japan's four main islands?
I don't even know what any of them are called. Do you know what any of them are called? Have you been to Japan?
No. I want to go to Japan.
My little brother's been there.
No,
he hasn't. We called him.
He went to Scotland.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's still drunk Scots.
Your younger brother is still... Do you want to give him a call? Did he go there for snowboarding or anything?
Nah.
Ah.
He went there for wrestling.
Ah.
Wrestling.
That's right.
Apparently the Japanese wrestling is crazy.
Oh, he actually went there for wrestling.
No, he wasn't wrestling.
So. No, I'm not saying he was wrestling.
You know what popped up on my Facebook?
Wrestling?
Yeah. A video of like, did you ever like watch any wrestling at all? So there's the guys like, they're called the Hardy Boys. It was Jeff and, oh, I can't remember the other Hardy. It was Jeff Hardy.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, Tom Hardy as well. And then there was the Dudley Boys, like a big dude. And they had like a tables, ladders and chairs match. And it was from 2001. And those guys are crazy.
Oh, they're nuts. They're completely nuts.
Absolutely crazy.
I listened to Rogan's podcast where he's talking to like people who are like famous like WWF wrestlers and that sort of stuff. And they go, oh yeah, like it's scripted, but we beat the crap out of each other.
It's so bad. They're jumping off these crazy ladders like through tables and onto the floor. It's so good.
It'd be fun actually.
Oh, but I mean, they all get like that CTE and stuff. After it's done, they're all messed up. Head shots.
Because like MMA fighters and stuff, they get pounded really hard, but then they have 3 months of downtime in between. Where those WWF,
they just
go day after day after day. Yeah,
it's touring constantly.
So anyway, Niseko is a popular ski resort on which of Japan's four main islands?
Oh, north to south, I'm going to say it's on the third most north.
I'm going to say it's on. Is Osaka an island? Or is Osaka a town?
Osaka is a place.
I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? Right. Hokkaido.
Oh, yeah. You know Hokkaido, what I could have done?
DID motorcycle parts are from Hokkaido.
Yep, got ya.
Number 9. True or false? Justine Bateman is best known for her role in The Brady Bunch.
True.
False. Justine Bateman was in...
Damn it.
That's Jason Bateman's sister. She was in...
I could have guessed, actually.
What was the one with Michael J. Fox? Not Back to the Future. TV show.
What was that?
I don't know.
The Michael J. Fox show. Probably not called that, actually.
I don't think it was called that. I don't know.
Family Ties?
That's the one. Yeah, she was in Family Ties.
Okay.
I'm sure she was in Family Ties, but she wasn't in Brady Bunch. I'm just going to double check. False. And we got that false, so I will... We got that correct, so I will give us a point for that instead of...
Even though I didn't say true.
Yeah. No, you said... Oh, you said true, didn't you?
I did say true, but then I
said Family Ties. You were the one who remembered Family Ties, yeah.
So I'm that's a pity point, but I'll have it.
Number 10. What comes first on a list of chemical elements in alphabetical order? I think I know this one.
Ag, which is gold.
Ag is silver, and I reckon that comes first. I reckon
that's gold. What is gold?
Au. I'm gonna say Ag, which is silver.
Yeah.
For Latin for argento, Latin for silver. That's where Ag comes from. I'm sure that's.
There's not one. What's aluminum?
That's Al, which is after G.
It is.
Don't call it aluminum again ever in my house. I'll stick this pen right through your
aluminium?
Eye.
Aluminium? What do you call it? Aluminium?
Aluminium, yeah.
Aluminum. Why did people say that?
Because in America, they don't spell it I-U-M. They spell it N-U-M at the end. I don't know why.
What colour? They spell colour funny too.
Yeah, without the U. Anyway.
But how did that happen though? Because it's English, right? They speak English. How does that even happen? Do they just like forget to put it in one day and they're like, oh, that's how we do
probably,
it?
Probably, yeah. Run out of ink.
Oh, right. Sorry, guys. Put the fucking steering wheel on the wrong side of the car. We'll run with that.
It was probably named when they were like, had to chisel it out of a stone tablet. And they're like, this is too bloody long. I reckon Ag, which is silver. I reckon you're right. Let's see. Oh, no. Actinium.
Oh, right. Okay. Is that AC, is it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay.
I'm sure it is. Number 11. Which rugby league star created the character Reg Reagan? Which rugby
Israel league? Folau.
Was Mark Jacko Jackson a rugby league player?
Did he invent that, did he?
I don't know. It just sounds like something that someone like that would have done. It sounds very 1980s. Okay. For a sports star to create a character. I'm going to say...
I see it's not done very often, is it?
Nah.
I know you don't care about football, but did you see... Dustin Martin's on the front page of the paper today.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, don't worry about it.
I'm sorry.
I'm not too stressed either.
I'm out of touch.
But one of the guys from the other team, he sledged him.
Oh.
So one of the guys from the other team was snorting lines. And they were yelling out, like, in the off-season or whatever, and all the boys around him were, like, chanting, sausage, sausage, because he had a big fat line of cocaine. And then, and then on the weekend... Dustin Martin was playing against him and he gave him the finger and then did this and then like put his finger to his nose and said, have another line.
So it's Dustin Martin and Drago?
No, the other guys.
Oh, the other guys.
But I think Dustin Martin is as well.
Okay. I don't know.
Maybe he isn't. Maybe they're all not.
They might all be.
They might all, yeah. Yeah. Could be. I don't know. Anyway, regardless of that, I don't even know where we're going with that, but continue on.
So, which rugby league star created the character?
What I was saying is Dustin Martin's not creating a character. Is what I'm trying to say. I don't think he's going to make
it. It's not asking who didn't create a character.
Like, well, I'm going with, like...
I just decided to breathe the water.
I'm going with elimination here. So I've eliminated Dustin Martin.
So you only got 7 billion more to go. All right, I'm going to say Mark Jacko Jackson.
Yeah, I'll say Israel Flood.
Nah, Matty Johns.
Oh, yeah. He actually is a famous...
All right, dude. Number 12. In which year did the first convicts settle in Australian penal colonies?
The exact year?
Yep.
We're not getting a decade, nothing?
No, you should know that exact year.
Why should I know that exact year?
Because everyone who's Australian should know what year the first convicts settled in Australia.
That was Botany Bay, 1792?
Very close.
1793, 1, 5, 9.
1788. I'm sure it was 1788. Yeah, 1788. This shows how much of an old piece of junk I am.
I was close, but...
I can remember in 1988 celebrating the bicentennial of Australia.
Because I wasn't even born yet.
That's your fault.
No, that's your fault.
How's it my fault?
Don't have a podcast with me doing this dumb quiz. If you're going to bring up questions
like that. How can it be my fault that you weren't born?
I don't know.
And I can remember we had to draw a plate, like a
commemorative. How old were you? You're like 20 or something, yeah?
I was 53. No, I think I was... Well, when it was settled was Australia Day, 26th of January, 1788. And I was 5 when that was done.
Well, it wasn't Australia Day then.
When it was first settled.
Yeah. They didn't go, oh, this is Australia Day.
But in 1988, it was Australia Day.
Quick, everyone wear clothes with Australian flags on it. I don't think that...
Yeah, they came over in 1788 and cooked lamb chops.
When do you reckon it was... And Sam Kekovich was yelling on the radio.
Exactly. But
When was the first Australia Day celebrated? There's one for you.
Maybe it wasn't Australia Day in 1788 that I landed, 26th of January, but it could have been 26th of January 1901 when we became a federation. I can't remember. I should really know.
No, I think it was Australia Landing Day, because there was a bit of an uproar about
it. Yeah, that's right, because they call it Invasion Day.
Yeah.
And what upsets
Which
me about
Which technically
that,
is right, but well, I mean...
There was not one Australian involved in that. It was all English people.
Yeah.
So...
Stinking pogs.
So, people should hate English people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Stinking bloody poms.
So, but it was
taking over our country.
Anyway, cool story. I got 6 on that one.
Yep.
Mitch, you got 4 on that one.
That's a bit better. I thought it'd be around the 2 mark, the way it was going.
You've got 2 twice. 4.
Oh,
that was fun, but... Oh, do you have anything good to say? Anything you'd like to say?
Oh, yeah. If you cruise over to psdunderwear.com.au.
Yep.
Save 25% off your underwear purchase.
Yep.
With the code Mitch2020 at checkout. That's all I need to say, really.
Sounds awesome.
I don't need to elaborate on that anymore, really.
Yeah, well, I don't know, like...
Men's, ladies, kids...
Backpacks.
Backpacks, whatever
you like. I like the idea of the backpacks. I'm actually going to use... What was that discount code again?
Mitch2020.
Yeah, I'm actually going to use that discount code and get myself a backpack, I reckon. I need a new backpack.
Yeah, you need one. I saw your backpack.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
That's why I need one. You didn't see my backpack.
You should have loaded up when we were at ANX.
I probably should have. But, that's time for another day anyway. Yeah. Oh, and the wife's home.
All right, well, that's what a time to finish it up then.
Get out of my house, Mitch.
All right, I'm out. I'll see you later.
Cool. We'll see you later.